The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday. I'm Jenna Barr. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, 850-437-1620. Drop on into the conversation. Yeah, the Grits girls are joining us this morning. We have Lauren and Taylor here looking as more than beautiful than ever. First of all, Lauren, with your beautiful pregnant belly.
Thank you.
Gracefully still working away.
She is.
Are you keeping her in check at all?
She keeps me in check. I'm her other child.
I'm not, okay, don't take this the wrong way, but I could see that because she's a mother hen. I can see this. She's just definitely getting all the ducks and chicks and all the birds in the row.
I'm drinking my water yesterday and she just comes and like puts some powder in there. I'm like, what is that? She's like, you need your electrolytes. So I'm like, okay.
It is hot.
You do need. I have some behind me. You do need your electrolytes. I'm not going to lie. 850-437-1620. If you've tried something lately at one of the Great Southern restaurants, let us know. If you are still taking food selfies, we would love to see those too. 850-437-1620. How has the last month been? How did July treat y'all?
Very busy. Good.
Was it just the overall, I mean, there was a lot happening downtown with the 4th of July. We had the bicentennial.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of events coming back into town. Mm-hmm. So is that? Do you think that contributes to it?
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay, excellent. So we're seeing pretty much everything full at all of the restaurants.
We are. I mean, downtown is just back to booming.
Yep.
It's every turn you make, you see it's walking on the streets again. Everybody's on Palafox, Jefferson. It's nice to
starting
see. It's
to very, feel very normal busy. During the day, not just at night, because I'm sure, you know, you see people out at night, but, you know, the crowd out for lunch and walking around the parks. It's just a lovely sight.
It is. For sure.
Yeah, at night you go downtown to have a drink, mm-hmm. or just go out for dinner. Right. And yeah, you're used to seeing people around, but I'm glad to hear that people are down during the day. I'm obviously right here, so it's not me, and I'm sorry for that, but I can't give the...
We'll bring lunch to you anytime you want. You just let us know.
Okay, so we've talked about this before, and actually I need to ask you a question before we get into specials and events coming up.
Please.
Have you seen... This is crazy, and this is nothing new. I mean, this is probably started during COVID when people were door dashing or Uber eating, whatever, mm-hmm. Postmating.
Guilty.
All their food, right?
For sure.
Which
guilty too.
I still do it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's just easier to have the account and the app and get it delivered.
Right. True. But you know what? Taco Bell is maybe a minute away from me, and I will pay for someone to drive it to me. And I've noticed I'm starting to get the same drivers over and over, so I'm like kind of embarrassed.
Or they like you.
I don't know.
They like you.
I don't know.
Probably that one.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Or both. Oh, it's man. Okay. Well, so there's this thing where literally they just take videos of themselves or on Instagram Live or whatever it is, TikTok. Reels, and they just are eating.
Oh, like a...
Like a food. They're eating their food. They either got it delivered or they went and picked it up, and they do this whole thing like an interview, question and
like
answer.
A mukbang or whatever it's called.
I don't speak that language.
It's like YouTubers will go on their channel and just like order a bunch of food from a restaurant and talk.
Yes. That's what it, whatever that
who mukbang. Knew I was an expert. I did not.
That's what they do, and they sit there and they like some of it was like, you know, gross. Like they were like, oh, let's see what this is. And they were like, oh, that's so good. And then other ones were like, we know that's going to taste good. It's a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Like, you know,
we already know.
Like we already mm-hmm. knew that. Now you're just, you know, rubbing it in our faces that you're eating and we're not. But that would be a fun thing to do.
Lauren and I will do a mukbang with some grits of yaya, some wings.
We'll go get all the specials from each of the restaurants. The specialty dishes.
Just saying. It would
be a little segment.
You know, you'd reach out to that marketing person, tell them I gave that idea. I'm just saying.
We will.
For sure.
We'll absolutely. Give you credit. And then you'll watch it and you'll be like, oh no, what have I done? what have they done?
I'm already like salivating and hungry, and we haven't even talked about food yet.
I mean, but we just were talking about chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's true.
Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Bananas. Like, I have never been more excited because they have amazing gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, I don't want to, like, throw it out there, but I know where to go get them.
Where?
Fresh Market.
Ooh.
It's very hard to find. Like, I don't want some gluten-free, like, in the box. You know, I want something that's, like, you know, a little bit more moist and chewy. You can warm up. Like,
you just can't go wrong with Fresh Market either, you know?
It's true. Are you a chocolate chip cookie person, or are you... You know,
oh, I'm in everything. I do not discriminate with my baked goods or desserts.
Taylor does not discriminate against food.
I do not.
That's pretty good. Lauren, have you, like, are you still good on the craving train right now?
I don't really. All right, I'm lying. I have been on a Thai food kick.
Ooh. She makes us order Thai food every single day for lunch.
Yum.
Every day.
I'm obsessed.
What is your go-to Thai dish?
I don't have one.
You just try everything. It up.
We all, she's like, everybody, you're going to order this. You're going to order this. And we just share.
And then you share it.
Yeah.
Oh, at first, man. It was the pad thai. But always. Now it's like basil fried rice, curry fried rice.
I like a good Penang curry.
All the curries.
Like
all the colors.
All of it. The green.
So good.
Yellow. All the colors of the rainbow. Curries. So delicious. 850-437-1620. Have we made you hungry yet? Yes. Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. We're now going to order Thai food with a side of chocolate chip cookies, and we're going to mukbang whatever
you.
It was. Mukbang? What is it?
Ooh, maybe we'll do that today.
Mukbang?
Okay, mukbang. It sounds like something illegal.
It does.
Oh,
all these
we're having
new strange
too much
words.
It is.
You're welcome.
Listen, I mean, Wu-Tang and all the things. I don't know. Is it
just
right?
Call it whatever you want to call it.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Clan. Yeah, they have good music. You never know. 850-437-1620. Hop on in. All right, so let's jump on into it. We've got some specials or events coming up.
Well, right now we do have Restaurant Week going on. Currently happening right now. Well, not right now. It'll happen at 5 o'clock today. But throughout the rest of the week until Sunday, it is our Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week. That is going to end Sunday the 8th. All four restaurants are participating. It's three courses. We're celebrating two seasons. All for one price, $33. I did talk a little bit about it last month, but this is a culinary celebration, basically. It is a week where the chefs all get to show their stuff, be really creative, hone in on seasonal ingredients, and just make an awesome menu for all of us to enjoy.
And bring back some oldies that we love.
That's true, too.
What are some oldies? Ooh. Oh, do we have any sneak peeks of oldies that we're going to, you know, work back in?
Well, we can go over some of the menu, all of the menus.
For sure.
We'll go over all of the menus today. But this is the 11th year. We talked about it. This is the day also that you have to go, because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. At Jackson's, it is Wine Down Wednesday, so it is all bottles of wine on the governor's list are half price. So you can get a $33
three-course meal
with a half-off bottle of wine at Jackson's. So this is the day.
And you cannot beat that.
No, you really can't. You really, really can't.
And that's happening right even within Restaurant Week.
It is. Mm-hmm. We still run our promos all throughout Restaurant Week.
Okay, excellent.
And while we are telling you to do this, you can go ahead and make a reservation online, or you can give them a call, 850-469-9898, and leave a voicemail to try to get a reservation that way.
And you can always do it on OpenTable, too.
Yes.
We have it on the website. It's very user-friendly. Like I always say, if I can do it, anyone can do it. If you go on the website, look on the right-hand side. There's a drop-down reservation tab.
Yes. Yep.
Easy peasy.
Right there. Perfect. Okay. And that's and you can call right now, see if you can get in for dinner tonight, if there's a few spots available.
Yeah.
Very
call,
good.
Go online. Want to give them some little sneak peeks of what's on that menu?
Yeah. Let me go down to Jackson's really quick. Appetizers, we have three. We have a sweet corn chowder, a crab beignet and bacon, Jackson's unique mixed green salad, some entrees, hickory wood fired fresh catch, tornadoes, we have the shrimp farfall, and then desserts, which are always my favorite part. We have Chef Blade's ice cream sandwich. You can't go wrong with an ice cream sandwich. We have some roasted Alabama peach with whipped cream, toffee, and caramel sauce, and then a lemon cream cake, lemon curd, fresh berries, and lemon cream icing.
I remember talking about this menu last summer when we were doing this. Lemon cream cake that Miko makes.
So are we going to get one today?
Oh, is so what you're,
you can't say
good.
No to a pregnant person. So no. You don't have to twist my arm.
No.
Let's
anything,
go.
Anything with lemon is right up my alley.
Anything that Miko makes?
Yeah.
I mean, she's just goddess with the baking stuff.
She really is.
All the desserts, all the sweets, all the snacks. Miko is just so good. She's our pastry chef over at Jackson's. And that lemon cream cake, she does it every summer.
She's a treasure.
Every summer. And so it is hungry. So good.
I know.
Stop. This is great. I have to just say, too, like, when it comes to summer desserts, I automatically think, like, lemon, lime, key
citrusy.
Lime, yes,
just refreshing.
And it exactly. kind of does it not feel healthier? I know it's
it is
not.
Healthier. Just
it,
say it.
It
just,
is healthier. You're right.
It's healthier. Lemons go get yourself
your soul, yeah.
right? It has the vitamin C.
Yeah, your skin, your soul, you name it.
Ascorbic acid is another thing. I think.
Yeah, we're gonna tell ourselves that when we're eating it today.
I think it removes the toxins while you
oh,
eat it.
Good
perfect.
Point.
There you go.
Good
just saying.
Point.
Perfect.
I'll be here all week.
All your health tips from Jenna.
And then I'll go over some options for Fish House, some appetizers. We have the Crab Louis salad, fried artichokes. We have mussels, scallops spadini, tuna kalbi, and chicken tagine. These are all very fancy words today. And then, of course, dessert. Once again, my favorite part. We have the strawberry pretzel tart, the tropical trifle, and then the cherry marble cake.
Tropical trifle. I am feeling the desserts this morning. Maybe we should go get some cookies. Yes.
Jenna, this is all your fault.
I know.
I'm on a diet.
What?
Can you
Why?
Imagine dieting That's... with a pregnant person sitting right next to you
That's
in your
office?
It's
the worst time to diet.
The worst. Oh, the worst.
I just don't believe in it. This is why I don't believe in dieting. I just believe in adjusting your lifestyle once in a while.
I can't do that.
There you go.
For a couple days, and then you go back to it.
It's
and
a
then
better
you go
way
back.
To think of it.
It's, yeah. you know... I think that's healthy.
Sure.
Healthier option.
Healthier option.
I'm just
healthier.
Like an all or nothing kind of gal, you know? Like, I'm either stuffing my face with cheesecake or I'm, like, drinking a bunch of water with my electrolytes.
Right. Like green juice and all that.
Yes.
So as long as that's not on the menu, then we're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on over to the Five Sisters Restaurant Week menu. We've got three appetizers over there as well. Your options are strawberry salad, deviled eggs, smothered potato skins.
Oh.
Yum. Some entree options are the fried beef ribs, blackened redfish, Nashville hot chicken thighs.
Jenna's favorite.
They are delicious. And I will say, I think that's another one I talk about every summer when we have restaurant week, is you cannot go wrong with anything Nashville hot.
Nope.
But the blackened redfish stole the show for me this year.
Really?
It did. It comes with Cajun rice, and it's topped with crawfish gravy, served with a side of fried okra and a buttermilk biscuit.
Oh, you had me at biscuit.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
it took
my gosh.
It took it for me this year, 100%. So if you go to Five Sisters, please try that blackened redfish. And their desserts, the peach cobbler, red velvet cake, and blueberry bread pudding. All your
Sounds
favorites.
Good to me.
All your favorites. And then moving over to Angelina's, their three entree options are a chilled tomato soup, Italian chopped salad, eggplant parm. For their entrees, they've got wood-fired pizzas, espresso rub pork chops, golf shrimp fra diavola, and for dessert.
Ooh, she's keeping it with that Italian.
Or dolce.
Yeah.
Either way.
Listen, I really missed you last month because I don't know if you tuned in. Oh, it was a disgrace.
She did great.
A disgrace.
I am sure you nailed it.
Absolutely not.
She
you could not
amazing.
Be...
You're never
wrong.
Allowed to miss again just because it's so much fun. But she did amazing.
Well,
I think that dessert, though, like, should be like the Beyonce of dessert.
Dessert.
I'm going to get me some dessert. Like, I can't even say it without nodding my head.
It's a good word. But your three options there are buttermilk panna cotta, house-made gelato, and Italian icebox cake. I will not lie. I walked into Angelina's for a meeting yesterday. The pastry chef, Casper, handed me that Italian icebox cake. It is probably going to make a debut on our menu soon, and it is worth every bite. Every single bite.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Okay, explain to me real quick what an icebox cake is.
All right. So she takes Oreo cookies, and she turns those cookies into like a cheesecake crust, and it's a layered dessert, kind of like you see tiramisu's layered. This thing is just Oreo cookie all like moist crumbly crust packed together for a cheesecake, and then you've got the mascarpone and the chocolate budino, and it is just layer on layer on layer of so good.
And it's just like icy and it's cold.
It's cold. It comes right out of the freezer. It is.
Is this like an Italian dessert I've missed out on my whole life?
Icebox cake?
Yeah.
Yes, you have missed out your whole life.
Well, you're just going to have to come see us then.
Is this a Southern thing? Or like, ice cream cake like Carvel.
We have had lemon icebox cake debut a couple times over at Jackson's. But the way that Casper does it on the Italian icebox cake, it is Italian. It is delicious. I don't even, it is just, beautiful, you got to try it.
Stunning. Okay, so Casper makes that one.
She does. That is her featured dessert for this go around. She actually makes all our desserts over at Angelina's.
Okay. All of our dessert chefs, pastry chefs.
They're our favorite chefs.
Well, we reap some of the benefits of our friendships with them. Definitely. 100%.
I'm like irritated and excited at the same time, just because this icebox cake just changed my life. And
you haven't even had it yet. And it's already changed your life.
This is amazing.
Well, this one, I can give you the little sneak peek coming soon. That one I know is going to debut on our dessert menu over at Angelina's, and it is worth the trip to get it.
You heard it here first.
That's right.
I was there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I had fish. I was so engulfed in my company. And I stopped everything because I was eating fish. I always start with my protein. You know, mm-hmm. some people start with their starches. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, I always start with my protein. I just have to get into it. Bulk. But tried the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, the balsamic.
I would have just ate like a trough of those. Yes.
Oh, man. They're different. They are delicious.
Balsamic. There was like, and the salt wasn't just normal salt. It wasn't just like, throw on some table salt. It was like a little bit
spicy.
Had a little. Oh, yeah. It was really good. Mm. It's delicious.
Those are good.
Do not miss out on the Brussels sprouts.
Those will not leave our menu. So come visit and try those too. They are a staple.
Okay, for sure. Okay, so we've done Jackson's. We've got Wine Down Wednesday, and of course Five Sisters, and then Wing Wednesdays tonight.
It is
Angelina's. Okay, so next, what's going on with the Fish House?
So the next event we have going on is our Atlas Beverage class. It is actually our first class of the new semester. So if you're interested in signing up for the semester or any. Or if you're interested in any of them, I'll go over them today, but you can always shoot me an email. It's taylor@goodgrits.com. My phone number is 850-287-0200 if you have any questions. But our first class is going to be tomorrow, and we are featuring Big Top Brewing Company, which is based out of Pensacola, also Sarasota and Gainesville. And the menu for tomorrow, we are going to be featuring their their Hawaiian Lion Porter, paired with chilled honeydew, cucumber, and mint soup with shrimp ceviche. Very summer, very fresh, very healthy, right? Some lemons in there, some citrus. And then the next beer we're featuring is the Circus City IPA, paired with the classic Indian butter swordfish, which is a take on classic chicken dish replaced with swordfish, simmered in a mild curry. We can't get away from curry today.
Because it's
curry. I can never get away from curry with you, Lauren.
Sorry.
Curry
served. You only got 4 weeks left.
Over basmati. rice, cilantro, and almonds. Then we have their pale ale, which is going to be paired with grilled pork belly, port demi-glaze, grilled nectarines, and sautéed garlic kale. And then the last beer we're featuring is the Hazy High Wire. That is a tongue twister for me this morning. Their Hazy High Wire Blood Orange IPA, paired with pineapple upside down funnel cake.
Blood orange beer, yum.
This is the worst time for me to be on a diet.
It is. Blood orange.
Funnel cake.
Beer.
It doesn't that sound good? Kind of like citrus tart. Beer. Well, calm sounds down. Delicious.
You're not drinking it. I'll drink yours.
I only have 4 weeks and then I'm gonna go have one.
That's right. Have it delivered to the hospital. Just saying.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
You will deserve it after all the work that you'll do. Okay, so that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
And that's with Big Top, you said.
Yes. So we have two times. We have one at 5 and one at 7. We still have plenty of room for both if you're interested. It's $25 per person. We're going to be on the deck, on the water, drinking, having fun. Come hang out with me. If you want to sign up, shoot me an email, taylor@goodgrits.com, or my number is 850-287-0200. And then just to give you a little heads up on the rest of the semester for September, it's going to be September 2nd. We're featuring Swamp Head Brewery, which is based out of Gainesville. October 7th is going to be Rollins Distillery, based out of Gulf Breeze. We love those guys. They're awesome. And the classes are always awesome with Rollins. I think we've featured them probably like 5 times now. They're always, people are always requesting them. So we have them back this semester. We're really excited about that. November 4th, we have Isla Mirada Beer Company from Fort Pierce, Florida. And then December 2nd, we are featuring Founders Brewing Company. So lots
that
of fun.
That one's in, Founders is in Fairhope, I think. Nope.
Nope. On here it says Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, maybe that's why. I knew it was somewhere where I've had family.
It's one close of those
where
places.
My family close. Lives. It was close. Michigan, Alabama, same thing, right?
Right.
Okay, so, and that's all $25 a person
yep.
for the class, and they can sign up just by emailing Taylor at goodcrits.com.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. That's yeah. something to look forward to. What that's else do right. we have going on for any events?
Another up? Event coming up over at Angelina's on August 26th is our supper club. It is going to be a wine dinner. We've got La Dolce Vita, The Sweet Life. It is kind of going to be featured around the Fellini films, the black and white. This one is a dress-up one, so it
we
is
we talked about this last time.
It is dress your golden age best. It's going to be great. It is $85 per person. The menu looks wonderful. The antipasto, the carbonara fritter with the pancetta, pecorino, egg yolk. You can never go wrong with a fritter. You can never go wrong with
you
anything.
You can never go wrong with the
with
fritter.
Pancetta at all. And another dish is the Amatriciana insalata, which is just going to be a salad.
The
so
advice
good.
We give is very funny. You can never go wrong with
you
a
can't
fritter.
Go wrong with any food.
You really can't.
Honestly, I feel like all of our features that we do, the food, you're just kind of like, oh, mm-hmm. I just got to go for that.
I'll go for it all. Just go for it,
right? I mean, I'm easy to please. Like Brussels sprouts, okay, sign me up. Like I will show
good.
Up for something like that. Like you have French fries and they're delicious. You said okay, I'll be there.
Yeah. You need a recommendation? Just call
hit us up.
Call us.
You Warren. Have our numbers. You know where to find us.
Warren or Taylor at goodgrits.com. Our cell phone, whatever. We've got you. You need a recommendation? Send us an email.
Let us help you.
Yeah, we will. But again, that's August 26th. To make the reservation for this dinner, just give the restaurant a call, 850-542-8398. $85 per person. Does not include tax and gratuity, but it does come with some drinks. You get to have an Aperol Spritz and a wine pairing with the dinner. And it's going to be a fun one. I love costume dinners. They're always the best ones to go to.
Excellent. What time does that one start?
6 o'clock.
Six. Okay.
I am sorry.
No, that's great.
That is what I left out.
August 26th, 6 p.m. 85 a person, and you get to dress up your golden age best. I love that.
And it's fun to dress up now. You know, we haven't really...
Because you haven't been going out or doing anything.
Right.
And kind
yeah,
of
we
had
haven't.
The miss. Mardi Gras.
Did Halloween happen last year or no?
It happened a little bit. Halfway. Mm. Halfway. I
if
took
you
the
were
kids
like
out.
Seven.
Yeah. I took the kids out, but I don't think there were like adult Halloween happenings.
That was frowned upon.
Yes.
It was frowned upon.
This year, everybody will probably, you know, need to wear a mask. I mean, at that point, hopefully we get our stuff under control.
Hopefully.
But mask, I mean, it's Halloween. You can't go wrong with wearing a mask. So, all right. So we've got restaurant week. We've got all the things.
ABC.
Okay.
Yep. And then there's one more event I want to go over really quick before we run out of time.
Yes, tell us.
We have Jackson's and Julia coming up on August 15th. That is a Sunday, and we are celebrating the 109th birthday of Julia Child. We all know who Julia Child is. So we are going to celebrate her birthday. In addition to our regular dinner menu, Chef Irv Miller has recreated Julia's renowned beef bourguignon recipe featuring bacon, onions, carrots, red wine, fresh herbs, and mushrooms. This is always a wonderful opportunity to enjoy one of Julia Child's most adored recipes. And you need to make reservations for this event. Give Jackson's a call, 850-469-9898, or you can always check us out on Open Table.
Okay, very good.
Oh, time. I should go over the time that starts, right? 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, Sunday, August 15th.
Same with Restaurant Week. All the restaurants except for Fish House take reservations. Visit greatsouthernrestaurants.com. You can see every menu listed there. Or, again, shoot myself or Taylor an email. Taylor at Good Grits, Lauren at Good Grits. And we can get you set up.
And you said Open Table.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I get that. All set, because of course we podcast this, so if you miss anything you can go back to News Radio 92.3.com, look at the Pensacola Expert Panel podcasts and be able to drool yet again and listen to all those specials if you missed it or you have a question. Well, there's notes in there too. All right, we have about 30 seconds left. Next time, will I even see you?
You will not see me.
You won't see Lauren. You're just going to be stuck with me. Sorry.
It'll be fine.
It'll be Taylor.
It'll be great.
A couple months.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You look beautiful. You look great. And welcome to the world when we next see you. Yes, it's time.
She's ready.
Go enjoy your Thai food and, you know. I'll see you next week.
You'll see me. You got me.
All right, Taylor. Lauren, so good to see you.
You too.
Thank you to our Grits girls. Don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up. And what's coming up in the news, Mark?
Well, it's another tough day if you're planning to fly on Spirit Airlines. We'll have the latest coming up after Fox News.